My name is Esther Geis-Holmes. I was born October 2, 1929. I always tell my children that this is the date of Anne Frank's birthday. She was born in June and I was born in October, but the same years. And I always say to them, look how wonderful life is. What a wonderful life I had. And Anne Frank, with all her abilities, she did so much, her diary, and how smart she was and how wonderful she was, what a heart she had, that she wrote the diary at the age of 14, and she died in Bergen-Belsen. I survived, of course, and I had a wonderful life. I feel I had a wonderful marriage for 51 years. I have 3 wonderful children that I'm very proud of, 9 grandchildren. They all are well educated, they're already grown-ups. And I have 2 wonderful little boys in Israel, born in Israel, my son made Aliyah, and 2 little great-grandsons. How lucky I was to survive and had this wonderful life. My life started in Lodz, Poland. We were, I would say, a little less than the middle class. We didn't have a middle class in Poland. But my parents had a fruit store. My mother had to work with my father. It was hard to make a living. But I was always surrounded by my grandmother's, mother's mother. She was wonderful. And I was her favorite, of course. I was the oldest. I was always surrounded by love. And a lot of religious aspects. My father was a shulgoer. He loved his rabbi, and God was. He found God in the rabbi. He always, the rabbi. I was brought up in a kosher home. We observed holidays. I had a good life. I was dressed nicely. I had to help out in the house because I had a little brother who was 2 years younger. And I took care of him when I was 7, he was 5, and I think I started taking care of him then. Came back from school, and I took care of him. I went to public school. My little brother went to an Orthodox school. Like, it was more than a cheder. It was just a private rabbi was educating him. I think later on, in the ghetto, he prepared him for his bar mitzvah, which he never had. Well, this was my life in Poland. I went to school. I loved school. I was entering my 5th grade, and of course the school closed. And my world changed, and everything changed for me. On September 1st, 1939, I was exactly 10 years old.